everybody. Welcome to the meeting of the Ad hoc Joint Committee to consider matters in terms of Section 12 of the APA Act. I have no doubt that by the end of this meeting, maybe the leader will have given it a shorter day. The purpose of the meeting, we have got two items on the agenda, but I will deal with one. That is the election of chairperson. And in terms of the joint rules, joint rule number 140, each component of the committee is expected to elect a chairperson. So I will start by calling nominations for the NA component. Mr. Convener.
Thank you, Chair. I propose the name of Honorable Tekere Munari.
Any second? Can we have a further nomination?
My name is Faith Mazibuko from the NCOP. I hereby nominate Member Hoshi Mukwena.
No, for the NA.
Oh, okay.
Any further?
May I ask the ANC to reconsider their nomination? My information is that Mr. Mangareng in 1995 was convicted of attempting to bribe a police officer to avoid arrest for possession of a stolen vehicle. At the time, he was a member of the Gauteng Legislature Safety and Security Standing Committee, which was essentially tasked with functioning and monitoring the police.
On the point of order, Chairperson.
Okay.
Chairperson, I can guide us on which item is the number addressing us on, because we are here to hear the Chairperson. Now, what is raising? Something else that can be raised if there is an issue. Because if you bring that to our attention, he was going to raise some other issues that are irrelevant to this, agenda item in particular. Can you guide us, Chairperson, on which item is addressing us?
Can you just listen to Mr. Kovner a bit?
Yes, Chairperson, I was going to write on irrelevance of that. I think it's completely irrelevant. If Honorable Tekere can afford to be a member of this assembly, and an honorable member raises those questions which are, of course, things that could have made Honorable Tekere not to be a member here, and therefore those have no base, because the parliament has accepted an Honorable Tekere. And therefore, we are proposing Honorable Tekere to be a member without raising those things that are trivial that could have not made Honorable Tekere to be a member if they were raised in time.
Okay, thank you. The issue which I wish to address you on, if I may, is on the issue of conflict of interest. We have the same situation as a matter of principle that I wish to raise as we raised during the Scorpion celebration. Chair, what we're going to have here is we're going to have to deal with issues that deal with the fitness or otherwise of a person to hold office. One of our considerations is going to have to be the matter of honesty and integrity. It is our view from the ACDP chairperson that would you allow me to complete my submission?
Point of order, Chair. I think you did not rule there was a Hoshi Mukwena rising on the point of order, saying that which item, and you said further nomination, and then they were supposed to come with a name, but now you did not say whether the order stands.
Okay, point taken. Can you just listen maybe from the legal advisor to the parliament and maybe we'll get a good answer?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I am of the view that the issues raised are really matters that you yourself cannot attend to. I think the issue that makes you see there is the election of the chairman. I think if there's any issues with the person that is appointed, that is an issue that can be raised in order to have the person recuse himself or herself. But that is within the competence of the committee to decide, not you yourself. Now, urge honorable members that this is a very sensitive issue. It is a difficult task that cannot be decided by really someone who is not a member of the Arab Joint Committee. So thank you.
Okay, can I?
Just the way forward that we note our objection and that we could then get a legal opinion on that issue so that they could move the process forward.
What I was going to suggest is that I was actually going to agree with Mr. Compera that Mr. Munari qualifies to be a member of parliament. So as a member of parliament, I don't think there's anything that disqualifies him from being a chairperson of the group. So can we just maybe continue with our agenda as read out, and then we elect the chairperson. If ever maybe there are other issues that the committee or members of the committee want to one want to read, then they can raise them from it and not direct them to me.
Chairperson, point of order.
I have my hand up.
Okay.
Yes, it's a matter of procedure, the chairperson. That you should have asked if there's a nomination, there's a seconder.
Yeah.
And then thereafter, anybody opposed that or not. And that if there's anybody who opposed and they've got a new candidate, then they can nominate a new candidate. And then we go on to the election. But and then if there's a dispute and everybody don't agree on the nomination of Honourable Sakera, then we have to go to a vote.
Okay.
But that is procedural before we get into the subject of who the chairperson.
Can I just respond on this one? I requested nomination. There was a nomination for Mr. Munari. It was seconded. I requested for further nomination. Then there was a point of order. So I assume that if ever there was any board who disagrees with the nomination, they were going to propose somebody for some other year. So can we go forward and then maybe if there's any other nomination, then members are free to raise up their hand and then make this nomination. Is there any further nomination for the chairperson of the commission?
Yes, my colleague, Mr. Hubert, has actually asked the ANC to reconsider their proposal. He asked them to reconsider that. This is what is before you.
What
Mr. Compera said is this is a trivial matter. It's not trivial. Mr. Morareng has been found guilty of a crime. He cannot be the chairperson here.
Can I just respond on this one? That one was directed to the ANC. So my understanding, I thought maybe as a committee, we will go ahead with the election of the chairperson. Then perhaps after the meeting, the ANC can reconsider the request that was directed to them, but not to hold the process of the committee. Can I perhaps maybe hear from you from the ANC on that?
I'm very much concerned by selective morality in this house, because we should have really considered the objections of the DA in 2004 when the Honorable Munareng was elected to the House. Section 47.1E says that a member who has been in prison for more than 12 months has an option of a fine. That, according to our record, Mr. Munareng was never sentenced to a term imprisonment of more than 12 months. He was fined. So, to the best of our knowledge, he qualifies to be a member of the House, and because he qualifies to be a member of the House, he qualifies to be deployed in any position that the House deems fit. So, if the Honorable Joubert had raised those matters, if he felt strongly as a matter of principle that those matters should have been raised, why didn't he raise them in 2004 when Honorable Nadine became a member of the House? So, I really propose that we move on this matter.
Okay, with my limited powers, can I rule that we proceed with the nomination of the with the election of the chairperson? Once again, I'm calling for further nomination of for the NA.
Chairperson, I'm proposing after seconding the nomination, I'm proposing closure.
Okay, can we have one nomination of Mr. Upamin Unarin. Can we go to the vote? Those in favor of Mr. Unarin, can you raise up your hand? Those against Mr. Munari. Anybody abstaining? Okay, thank you. We have 8 votes for Mr. Munari to be the chair of the committee, and we have got 4 votes against. So, Mr. Munari is thereby duly elected as chairman of the committee. So, can we move to the next one, the election of the committee from the NCOP side? Can you have any nomination?
My name is Faith Masibuko from the NCOP. I hereby nominate Member Hoshi Mukwena to be the chairman.
Any second?
I'm not a member of the NCOP, but I will second.
Okay. Further nominations? Yeah, you raised up your hand, didn't you?
I Christian Tolu, second Faith Masibuko. The name of Hoshi Mukwena to be the chairperson of this ad hoc committee.
Yes, thank you. Any further nominations? Those in favor of Hoshi Mukwena as the chairperson, can you raise up your hand? No, from the NCOP. Those against Hoshi Mukwena as the chairperson, can you raise up your hand? Anybody abstaining? Okay, thank you. We have 7 votes for Hoshi Mukwena as the chairperson of the committee. So I hereby declare him as the duly elected chairperson of the committee. I now hereby call upon the 2 coaches to take up their seats. Okay.
Maybe the first thing I want to do is just to thank all of you who made it possible that the election of a chairperson of the ad hoc committee is achieved. Those who made it possible from the side of those who voted and from the side who voted otherwise. The first thing I want to express is that myself and my colleague will address the matters in terms of the terms of reference of the committee pertaining to the position which was taken by the state president of the country in as far as the state of advocate Bikoli is concerned. So in terms of our terms of reference, we only have to endorse or reject the decision of the State President of the Republic of South Africa. The purpose of this ad hoc committee is not to reinvent the wheel, it is simply to deliberate on issues. So the committee, as duly constituted by the rules of Parliament, will start its function. We had the first part. The first part was the election of the chairpersons, and the second part is the adoption of the committee program. So if there is any other matter which has to be entertained in the program, maybe we can give an opportunity to members of both houses to raise issues. But I will also give an opportunity of to my co-chairperson. He's not a deputy chairperson, he's a co-chairperson. So because we come from one party, we agreed that I should start with the chairing. So at some point, we will alternate. So maybe before we proceed with members, things can be given an opportunity to honorable member Hoshi.
Thanks, co-chair. All I can say from my side is that to convey my sincere thanks to members for having confidence in us that we can assist in championing this process. We'll be dealing with sensitive issues here that will need us to be always sober in our deliberations. I hope and believe that we're not going to disappoint South Africa in our deliberations. As chairperson, we don't know everything. We rely on members to guide us wherever you think we're off the mark. At the same time, we'll appeal for your cooperation to enable us to submit this process through. We can do that as a team. There is no we and us. We are one team. Parliament has got confidence in us that we can handle this issue. Sensitive as it is, let's do it because we can. Thank you, Coach.
So may we, I recognize Mr. Kompela and Honorable Claus, Honorable. You'll bear with me. We're still going to learn knowing each other in the process of working. Mr. Kompela.
Chairperson. In the light of all political parties on the engagement of elections in the country, and this a matter that needs a thorough and a serious consideration, I would propose that, Chair, that we must adopt the program as it is, because it would give us a quicker deliberation and be able to rally for our own national agenda of the election. So I propose, Chair, that we adopt it as it is. Thank you very much.
I'm sure that all members have the benefit of this program. So if members think they wish to change or deliberate on it, they can do so. Are you on the program?
I am not, but you've talked me into it. I just wanted to say that the program, I agree with the comparative proposal, but obviously the committee will from time to time maybe change that.
Yeah.
So it's not fixed in that sense, but it's fixed for purposes of now. May I come to my next point?
Do you want to raise the issue, Honorable Delay, on the same issue?
Is there any reason why we're only meeting on 10 until 1? Why can't we continue with the work of the committee till later in the afternoon? And then we could actually finish this program much quicker. It will be advisable that after the presentation by Advocate Trukoli, that we deliberate on that immediately, seek clarity and things like that. And then I suggest that this committee at least work every day until 5 o'clock. Because we've been called back to Parliament earlier specifically for this work, and now we only put in 4 hours a day.
Yeah. another one.
Thank you. As far as the program is concerned and the presentations that will be made, I presume as well that should the need arise, we might need to call people to come with evidence as we deliberate. For example, there was the former Minister of Justice, there was a glaring omission that she didn't give evidence that it may require what we call her. I'm not saying we have to or anything, but that might also, and of course, the Director General. I'm just suggesting that the program might be accommodated as we deliberate, we might be that need. That's my first point. And secondly, on documentation, I wish to just express my thanks for the documentation we received. But can we also have a full set, not necessarily for every member, but all the affidavits that were filed, that at least the committee staff have got a full set of all the documentation that was filed in the Benoit Commission. And should one of us be access to an affidavit, that we'll be able to access to the committee staff. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. I want us to address this by Honorable Edith. She is proposing that let's amend the program that we meet the whole day in that meeting, around meeting up until 13 hours. That's the issue before us that they were to decide. Now, on the issue raised by Honorable Swart, we respect that if that need arises during our deliberations, as a committee, we might. But for now, I think the matter before us is that just a proposal to say let's amend our program to meet up until in the afternoon. One member to express themselves that proposal, please, if we can. Honorable Fundamental.
Yes. Chairperson, the week of 27th, Parliament sits. So in the afternoons, we have to be in the House. And then secondly, next week, on which we have also sit in the morning, the Presidential Reference Group sits that week to consider pardons. And some of us are serving on that. So I think let's stay with this program as it is. I support Mr. Kupela, not as far as Springboks are concerned, but in respect of this. And I think we should keep to that, and then as we progress, we can decide to amend it.
When this program was drafted, those things were taken into consideration. That is why the program is good as it is. I think I do also support the other concerns and other concerns.
I think
we need to support.
Thank you.
I was saying we took into consideration that there will be a reference group meeting, there will be the House going to meet. That is why it was drafted as it is. So we support the program as it is because it is not the only group that might meet, and we are the smaller parties that might be overstressed.
I think because we are enjoying a full benefit of a democratic discussion, I'm sure that I'm guided by members, and the members agree that we adopt program entities. Obviously, in the process of work, we'll exercise one flexibility after the other in terms of other things arising. But let's adopt this program entities. If there is a need to adjust it, we will come back and set it to members. So I think somebody moved. And the second.
There's a lot of progress because Mr. Compella and Kuat agree.
I'm sure that they'll agree throughout. So I'm sure that our understanding of the brief is that we are not going to reinvent the wheel. We are not another commission. We are a joint ad hoc committee. Just to consider whether the decision made by the state president is constitutional, is correct, if he applies all his power as a state president, looking at the constitution and the rights of the advocate. So we are not going to reinvent the wheel. So that's just the emphasis. So I think because we've adopted the program, we just have to to apply our minds in making sure that when we make whatever presentations we question, because the procedure is that we are going to deal with the presentation by Mr. Bikoli, but in that presentation, we insist as much as possible that there should be new things. You know, sometimes you go through report documentation, you know what is that he presented at the commission, in all of commission, and at the same time he had an opportunity of making a presentation with the president, the state president. So when we deal with the matter, we may not say, don't say this, say that, but would appreciate if most of the things he will bring new life into the ad hoc committee, such that when the committee gets an opportunity of applying itself, And I will say that there will be another presentation from the presidency there is no conclusion on whether the president himself will come and make a presentation or the office of the president will come. So there is interaction towards the commission. So as if a light has to be shared with the committee, it has to be shared, such that we are as much open as possible and as much transparent as possible. Because this process is one democratic expression, which expression is a right of parliament to actually assume and make sure that everything is done as openly as possible, as transparent as possible. So any other issue after this comment?
I have two notices for today. The one is dated the 13th of January and the other one is dated the 13th of January. So I've got two for today. But the agendas differ. The one says we will do the adoption of the committee program, which we have done, and the election of the chairperson, which we have done. But the other one says, as a second item, discussion of the terms of reference of the committee. Are we going to discuss that also? Because I have a problem there. We only received the documentation this morning, and I don't know whether we will be ready to discuss the terms of reference.
Okay. On the agenda, what happened is the very first item to emails. The first one was saying that the agenda for election of the chairperson and discussion on the terms of government. And then the second email that I got from some of my offices in parliament was that the item number two should change from discussion on terms of preference to adoption of the committee program.
Okay.
I think maybe the chairperson might be able to explain as to what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think all of us is satisfied about the explanation. I think we are fine.
Yes, I believe you bear still has a lot.
You cover it. Yeah. So in the absence of any other matter, may we propose to close the session and resume our deliberations on the 20th, which will I think it will be a Monday. Thank you.